News Talk 1620 WTAW getting an update from the Bryan Police Department in the esteemed office of Officer Kelly McKeithen. And a lot of things have been going on lately. Time to do some recapping.
Yes, please. We had our second annual Bryan Police Officer Association golf tournament. It's called the Blue Birdie Golf Classic. We had that back on the 8th, and it was a huge success. I mean, we had a great turnout. We raised a lot of money. And all of those proceeds are going to go towards some of the charities that we sponsor.
That's the Bryan Police Officers Association.
Yes. And they, what we do is we give out a Mark Hyatt Scholarship. This year was the first year we were ever able to give any of that out. So next year we'll actually be able to give out the same, if not more. We also put some of those funds towards our Blue Angel, which is actually coming up. And then we also use some of those funds for our Blue Bunny and other charitable things that we donate to.
And that's just a way to continue having interpersonal contact with residents of all ages.
Right. It allows the police to interact with our community in ways that we normally would not. You know, most of the time when we're interacting with someone, it's not their positive day. You know, they're having a rough crisis or something is going on, and or we're giving them a ticket or something along those lines. But this allows us to, you know, we're handing Christmas gifts to children, and we're going into nursing homes and giving out gifts to the elderly, and it's hugely rewarding for us. But then it also is a great opportunity for us to interact positively with our community.
Something that seems to be ongoing, but it's time again to remind listeners, if they're interested in a career in law enforcement, here's your opportunity.
Yes, we are hiring for the position of police officer. That deadline for applying is November the 19th. So, you know, if you believe that you have what it takes to become a police officer, please put in that application. Come talk to us. We're also hosting this weekend a practice PT test. So it's the physical fitness test, which consists of sit-ups, push-ups, and the mile and a half run. So you can just see where you're at. And that really helps an applicant who's applying for that November test, because then they know where they're deficient and what they need to work on. But it's also good for those that person who goes, you know, I don't really know if I could do it, but let me try. You know, I'm not being tested on it. This is just a practice. But you do have to get on a list, because we have to know how many people are coming, so we have enough people there to assist us with the practice test. And then to do that, they can contact Officer Lori Burnt at 209-5323.
The specific day, time, location?
Well, it's going to be on October 27th at 9. To get the location, you need to call us and get on the list.
Totally makes sense. Something else I wanted to spend a moment talking about, BPD has released a video looking for a person of interest in a hit-and-run crash.
Yes. Today we released a video. It occurred on September the 15th at the Family Dollar on South Coulter, and it occurred in the parking lot. We did release a video of a young female who is a person of interest, someone we need to talk to about this incident. So if anyone does recognize this person or the vehicle involved, to please contact us at 209-5300. The officer that is investigating the case is Officer Kenny Metters. He does work on the street, so you may have to leave a message if you do have information for him.
In fact, it's always a good idea to monitor Bryan Police Department social media, because whether it's a video of an offense, you also post people that you're looking at for arrest warrants. There's a whole lot of information that you do disseminate that way, and it changes almost every day sometimes.
It does. We have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube that we try to update. Tuesdays, we typically put out traffic locations. Wednesdays, if we have some people that are wanted that we're looking for, we will put them out on Wednesdays. And then periodically, we will put out these types of videos asking the citizens' help in identifying persons of interest.
And with the videos, oftentimes it's a business that you're able to secure video from, and that's certainly a big help when you get that kind of assistance. And even every once in a while, you'll get a homeowner video. And,
yes.
And that, again, that's a big help in trying to find those that you're looking for.
Yes, video is always helpful because it actually gives us a visual representation of the person at the time of the offense. And a lot of times someone's going to recognize them. We may not recognize them. We may not not have dealt with them. But someone out there definitely has to know who these people are, and they can look at it and help us out and help that company out and return funds, or, you know, just get insurance information for, you know, a vehicle accident.
And then another reminder, the City of Bryan tomorrow has its annual hamburger and dessert fundraiser for United Way of the Brazos Valley.
We are having our United Way hamburger cookout. It's for the City of Bryan, and all the proceeds benefit the United Way here locally. It's at Sue Haswell Park on Friday at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's $6 for a hamburger. It's $8 for a double burger, and that includes chips, drinks, and a cookie. And afterwards, we will have a dessert auction, which yours truly, Bill Oliver, will be taste testing prior to the auction.
There will be some left to auction.
Yes, they have to make a separate taste test for the judges. So you will get the main item, they get the little taste test, but they get to judge them and tell you who's the winner. So if you want something really delicious and that Bill Oliver grades as number one, come out and bid on that item.
Again, that's at Sue Haswell Park in the pavilion tomorrow. Traffic locations of increased enforcement.
Slow down all over town, but especially in the 700 block of East Villa Maria, which is 35 miles per hour near Texas Avenue, and the 2400 block of East Villa Maria, which is 40 miles per hour near 29th Street.
It's our update from the Bryan Police Department. Officer Kelly McKeithen on News Talk 1620 WTAW.